Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Welcome to another edition of The Connection. It's so great to have you here on this Sunday morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Ann Baldwin, one of the hosts of the show, and today I've got my special co-host with me, Beth Connor. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Things are good. Just, had a little vacation not that long ago, and I turned the big 6-0.
Wow, congratulations and happy birthday.
Thank you. It's been interesting. It's so weird. I don't feel 60. So you don't, but your body kind of says, well, honey, you're 60, so deal with it. So it's all good. It's all good.
That's right.
And you're right there with me, and Lisa's coming up too. So we're the 60 club. That's what we are.
We are. Yeah, I think I feel 21.
Great.
I think that's the age I'm going to stick with.
Good. That sounds good. Well, we've got a great event coming up, and we want to remind people about it. We've talked about it on previous shows, but I'm really hoping that people come and support The Connection and have a great day of golf, because you're one of the few organizations that I know of that's actually moving forward with an actual event, and it's coming up. It's the Community Links Golf Tournament on August 17th, and it's at the beautiful Great River Golf Club in Milford, which is just a fantastic place, and it's going to be a full day. You've got a shotgun start at 11. Registration is before that at 9:30. You've got a cocktail hour, and Gina Luongo O'Connell is going to be the MC, and she's a comedian, and she's very funny. We had her on a previous show, and I'm so looking forward to the comedy that she's going to bring to the event itself. And then you've got dinner and awards and some great auction items. So we really want to encourage people to participate or sponsor or come and join us on Monday, August 17th. Don't we, Beth?
Yes, absolutely. And we do have slots open for golfers, and we'd love for you to come out and support. Just go to The Connection's website at theconnectioninc.org, and you can register right on the site.
Great. And all the information is there. You can either golf or you can just sign up and come for dinner and get to hear Gina and have a few laughs and maybe bid on some auction items. So it's always a great time. And we should also mention, too, the Great River and The Connection, together with your golf committee, have made sure that you're going to keep people safe. We do want to encourage people, bring your masks, because masks are going to be required. But they really have gone to extraordinary lengths to make sure that this is going to be a socially distanced, fun event. And so it's about time. We got to get out. We got to, enjoy life safely. And this is going to be a great opportunity to do that.
Yes, absolutely. Kind of a little bit of return to normal. And the place is so big and so beautiful that we've got plenty of social distancing opportunities to take advantage of. So we're really excited about it.
We are. So let's get to our guests. Now that we've promoted this great event, we want to bring on Brad Palazzo, who's the Director of Community Impact for Comcast. And Beth, you've been working very closely with Brad, so I'll let you have the honors of talking a little bit about what not only Brad and his team, but the folks at Comcast are doing to really help folks out during this whole COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah. So Brad and I met a little while ago. He works very closely with the Middlesex United Way, and I had heard him speak at one of their meetings probably 2 years ago, and just reconnected with him recently. Very impressed with the community commitment of Comcast. They do such great things for the community, and I don't think many people are aware of it. So after speaking with Brad, they have several programs, several things that they're doing to help people out during this challenging time during COVID, and just in general, being out there, being a partner in the community. And we thought this would be a great show so that people could learn more about what Comcast has to offer. So with that, I'd love to introduce Brad Palazzo. And Brad, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about what's going on at Comcast during this COVID period? What are some of the community impact initiatives that you're hosting?
Yeah, thanks, Beth, for that introduction and Ann as well. It's great to be with you both today. We really are proud of our relationship with the Connection and proud of our relationship with the Middlesex United Way and a whole host of other community organizations throughout the state of Connecticut. But Comcast knows that during this time, you know, we're really a linchpin for a lot of people in their homes. As this pandemic hit us in March, schools were going to virtual learning, companies were sending employees home to work from home, and in order to do that, you need to have a stable internet connection and you need to be connected. And we saw, this opportunity as a great opportunity for us to really step up as a company. It's the business we're in. We're one of the best in the world at providing world-class internet service in the home, and we've taken many steps to make sure that not only do our current customers stay connected, but also promoting programs that have been around for a while but have come more to the forefront, like our Internet Essentials program now, to make sure that all people, whatever their socioeconomic situation is, that they have access to the Internet. And this is a program that really helps low-income individuals. So we're really excited to be supporting people during this very difficult time through the lifeline of our business.
I know in March when COVID hit, we were all scrambling at the Connection to work remotely. And our IT department really had a pivot on hardware and software and internet and, just making sure that everybody was capable of working from home. It was something that we just had never planned to be able to do. We did it successfully. We think that was a real win with us, but kudos to you guys for jumping on this bandwagon as soon as you did and helping out where people needed it. I mean, we all had to change literally without missing a beat in a week's time. And, who knew that this was in our future?
Yeah, and as you said, connectivity has always been extremely important to all of us in all of our lives, and especially at home. But obviously during this scenario, more than ever before, with all of the working and learning that was going on from home, mm-hmm. and the stable connection that folks needed. And really proud of our entire organization, in particular our technology and engineering teams, who really, they work tirelessly, and they always do, but especially during this time, as essential workers, to be out there and making sure that our network operations were, meeting the performance and reliability that our customers and the community needed during this time. So really proud of the work that those folks did to keep the network running and to keep it as seamless as possible for folks that did have to transition home.
Well, we're speaking with Brad Palazzo, who's the Director of Community Impact for Comcast. I work very closely through my agency here at Baldwin Media with the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education and School Superintendents. And Brad, one of the biggest issues with going to online learning with schools was, a lot of these young people don't have access. They don't have internet access. So for Comcast to, step up and allow folks that might not be able to afford it because this is their only link to education at this point, I think is really commendable. So talk a little bit about the program, because I know that the original program expired on June 30th, but you folks at Comcast extended that. So for our listeners, how do folks take advantage of this opportunity?
Yeah, so thank you. So Internet Essentials. So Internet Essentials really is our broadband adoption program for low-income families. So it's a program that we actually rolled out nearly a decade ago and have made consistent enhancements to the program through our partnerships with local elected officials, community partners, and folks in the community that would give us feedback as to how we can continue to improve the program. And Internet Essentials allows low-income individuals throughout our footprint nationally and across the state of Connecticut to access internet at home for $9.95 a month. And then they also get a coupon if they need it to purchase a refurbished laptop computer for $149.99, so just under $150. And what we did, though, is, we knew that people needed to be connected, as we're talking about here today. So the commitment you talked about that it expired on June 30th, we have extended all of our COVID-related commitments through the end of the year, so through December 31st. And what that means is, from an Internet Essentials standpoint, any new customer that signs up for Internet Essentials between now and December 31st will receive 60 days free from Comcast. And then they'll pay the $9.95 thereafter. And in addition to that, we also opened up all of our Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots throughout the community free to everybody.
Brad, tell us how people can sign up for Internet Essentials.
Yeah, it's really easy. So they can do it multiple ways. One, they could do it through InternetEssentials.com. They could also call us at 1-855-8-INTERNET. So that's 1-855-846-8376. And I'll just repeat it one more time, 1-855-846-8376. They can call us. They can go online. And, you know, our mobile sign-up page for this program is really slick. So even if they don't obviously have an Internet connection at home, and they'd rather try and do it mobily, they could sign up on their mobile device as well. Or if they'd rather talk to us, they're more than welcome to call us as well.
So right now, how many people are taking advantage of this program, would you say?
Many millions across the nation. And in the state of Connecticut, since we launched the program, so this would be 2011 to now, you know, July of 2020, we've connected more than 92,000 people across the state of Connecticut
wow.
to the Internet. Many, many for the first time.
What an awesome program. And talk a little bit about Comcast as a business and corporate responsibility, social responsibility. You guys really are, I think, sort of quiet pioneers in sort of leading the charge for our communities. Talk a little bit about sort of where that comes from and Comcast's commitment to giving back to communities.
Comcast is uniquely positioned to, you know, to educate and to entertain and empower folks throughout and bring together folks throughout diverse communities and inspiring those audiences and our employees to make a positive impact. And we do that a couple of ways, you know, making a difference in our communities through volunteerism and leadership development. So a great example of that, unfortunately, this year we had to cancel it because of the pandemic, but we were approaching our 20th year, Comcast Cares Day, which is one of the largest corporate commitments to volunteerism in America, and it's our longstanding company tradition to engage. You know, we engage more than a million volunteers, not only in the United States, but internationally through NBC Universal and Sky. And it's just a great day where we roll up our sleeves and work with our community partners and give back throughout our service territory. And then, you know, our leadership development prong, you know, a great example, leaders and achievers. It's our annual scholarship program where we give $2,500 scholarships to deserving high school seniors so they can pursue higher education. And this year was unique, like everybody is, you know, typically, excuse me, typically we would do an event at the state capitol to recognize the students, and we had to move it into a virtual setting. So we did a Zoom recognition ceremony for these wonderful and extremely bright students. And through that program this year, we, you know, we gave out 45,000 in scholarships to those kids. And then increasing technology and access and expanding digital literacy skills. So we talked about Internet Essentials and how that is really helping to expand access. And then, you know, expanding digital literacy skills. We work with wide range of nonprofit organizations. One that immediately comes to mind is a national partner is the Boys and Girls Club, and we work with them. We're actually the national sponsor of the My Future program, and that program is really all about equipping youth with digital skills so that they are prepared for higher education opportunities and then into the workforce when they're ready to do that. And then you know, we use our platform. You know, we can help tell stories, and we can do that through our, you know, the NBC Universal side of the house, but also through Comcast side of the house with Comcast Newsmakers, where we invite a nonprofit to come on and talk about the good work that they're doing. And then we put that on our local video on demand platform. And we also help nonprofits with airing public service announcements to talk about what their organization is doing in the community. So, you know, we're a large company, but we're a very local company when it boils down to it. And we want to be present in the communities that we operate in, where our customers and employees live and work, and we want to support those communities because, you know, when we all work together, you know, all boats rise, and we want to be a part of the success in our communities now, helping people, you know, be uplifted during this pandemic and ongoing well beyond that, you know, as we continue to operate in these communities.
This is just, it's very inspiring work that you guys do. And, you know, you reach so many lives, touch so many lives, whether it's businesses, nonprofits, individuals. Talk a little bit about, I don't know if everybody's aware, what is your corporate sort of structure? So you're owned by NBC? Is that how that works? Universal?
Comcast actually owns NBC Universal. And so we're all one, you know, we're one big family, Comcast and NBC. And then obviously we have there's many prongs, more than I could even explain today, but as it relates to on the content side of the house, programming channels, our NBC partners, and then all of the cable business, which accounts for a significant portion of what Comcast does as a business. And that's everything from, you know, residential internet to our X1 platform for cable services to mobile phones to, you know, we service small, medium, and enterprise scale businesses as well with gigabit service to make sure that they are connected and they can run their businesses during this time and throughout the year. Really committed to making sure that folks stay connected and have that connection.
So let me ask you this, Brad, this Internet Essentials program, you know, why do you do that? Is it part of your corporate culture? I mean, you mentioned that you're giving people free hotspots now. You're allowing folks, even if they have a debt with your company, to, is it forgive the debt or just kind of put it aside until they get back on their feet?
It's forgive the debt. It's amnesty for the debt.
Wow.
And really, Internet Essentials, it is. It's at the core of our business. I mean, it's we're one of the largest internet service providers in the country, and we know that, as we talked about, the lifeblood of our economy and people working from home and learning from home, you need to have an internet connection. And we know that it can be a great equalizer for many in the community. Everybody should have a connection. And, you know, this offering, I think, we think helps really bridge that gap and helps close that digital divide. And you know, as I'm sure you all know, the digital divide is real, and the digital divide, you know, can be exacerbated by situations like this pandemic. But a program like Internet Essentials fits nicely in as a package to really help families that might be struggling, especially with the 2-3 months, so the 60 days that they would get when they sign up. In addition to, you know, $9.95 is pretty cheap for a stable internet connection to keep them connected. And, you know, we, like I said, it's part of the core of our business. And as I talked about, as it relates to what we do in the community, we want to help educate, empower, and entertain. And we want to make sure that everybody has the ability to participate in the digital economy and the digital world. And to do that, you need to have internet. And Internet Essentials, like I said, fits in that gap where low-income folks might not be able to afford a higher tier of service. And there hasn't been something that they can get connected to in the past. And this program really helps them do that. And us waiving the debt, you know, between now and the end of the year, I think also helps as it relates to folks that may have an economic hardship and might not be able to pay us back for back debt that they owe. And we didn't want that to preclude them from signing up. And then the 60 days too, you know, at least knocks off 2 months of payment for the service that they don't have to account for at the start when they sign up.
Let me ask you this. What kind of qualifications, what do you consider low income? So if somebody calls the number, which again is 855-846-8376, how do you qualify these people, or do you just take their word for it?
Yeah, so the qualifiers are, you know, so if you're eligible for public assistance programs like the National School Lunch Program or housing assistance, Medicaid, SNAP, FSI, and other programs, you have to live in a Comcast-served area. And then the last two pieces, one of them is the 90 days, which we talked about. So you can't be a current Comcast customer or have been a Comcast customer within the last 90 days, and that's only for internet service. So if someone happens to be a cable customer without internet service, they would be eligible for internet essentials. And then the last piece, during normal times, which we've kind of talked about, we've waived during this time frame through the end of the year, December 31st, 2020, is no outstanding debt with Comcast that is less than 1 year old. So generally, if it's less than a year old, we want them to pay that back before they're admitted into the program. If it's over a year, we would waive it so they can sign up. And during this time, as I said, we're removing that policy and we're waiving the debt for anybody that wants to sign up. So truly, eligibility, public assistance programs like the NSLP program, National School Lunch Program, housing assistance, Medicaid, SNAP, FSI, and other public assistance programs, and you have to live in a Comcast service area, and you can't have had Comcast internet service within the last 90 days. Those are the big pieces.
A lot of grateful customers out there, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're grateful to serve them, and happy that we can play a role. We're not the end all be all to this solution, but we're one of the partners that's in it to continue to help these folks.
Well, that's so much appreciated. Brad Palazzo, who's the Director of Community Impact for Comcast. You know, I know I've had lots of dealings with Comcast on a number of different levels, and you really are a great community partner. And so on behalf of the Connection and all the people out there that you're giving internet access to, really, you know, I know for me, for my father, for example, who's elderly, it also can be a lifeline because people can't get together. So we need to be able to communicate. We need to be able to, you know, to FaceTime and to Facebook and all that kind of stuff. So this is really helpful, and I hope people will take advantage of the program. Again, the number is 855-846-8376, or the other way they can access this information you said is go to Internet Essentials?
Yep, InternetEssentials.com.
Okay. Well, Brad, this has been a great conversation. Thank you to yourself and to Comcast for all that you do, especially in these difficult times. So many people appreciate that. And, you know, you could easily just say, well, good luck, everybody, but you're not. You're doing what you need to do to help people, you know, stay connected and in some cases educated, which is going to be a real interesting time as schools try to reopen or, you know, continue virtual learning. The fact that these people also have the option to purchase a low-cost internet-ready computer is also a huge bonus because that's part of the problem when we went to virtual learning, you know, back in March. People just didn't have the computer or the access, and now maybe they can.
No, thank you. Thanks, Beth, and thanks, Dan, for having me today, and look forward to continuing to partner with you both and partner with folks in the community to help all our community issues and in this instance really make sure that folks have a connection at home. So thanks for having me today.
Thank you, Brad. Great information and great company and great show. We hope our listeners take advantage of some of these opportunities.
Absolutely. And speaking of thank yous, we want to thank you for listening to this edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. And Beth Connor, thank you for being such a great co-host. And I'll look forward to seeing you at the golf tournament. Don't forget, August 17th, go to theconnectioninc.org to sponsor or play. Sign up today.
There's a